Why not celebrate your neighbor? Why not say, neighbor, you're welcome. Good to see you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. How has been your week? How will this week be? Hallelujah. Are you excited to be in God's presence this morning? Are you excited to be in God's presence this morning? All right. The Lord God that has brought you will bless you and strengthen you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. What is the theme for the month? What is the theme for the month? It's my month of what? September 2019. It's my month of what? Reward. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Alright, this morning, I'll be speaking on this topic. The technology of reward. The what? The technology of reward. The technicalities of reward. The technology of reward. The technology of reward. The technology of rewards. And that's what I'll be ministering on this morning. Now, what is technology? What is reward? What is technology? And then, what is reward? How do we bring it together? What are we trying to achieve this morning? The word technology simply means an organization of knowledge. The organization of what? Of knowledge for practical purposes. Technology is the organization of knowledge for practical purposes. The organization of knowledge for practical purposes. How knowledge is structured so that it can be of benefit unto us. Hallelujah. The microphone is a technology that has been enhanced to bring sound to us in an amplified manner. So technology, the fan has been amplified to harness the power of the air and give us concentrated air. That's technology. Ability to organize knowledge in such a way that it can be harnessed and become useful for us. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So we are looking at how we can organize knowledge in such a way that it can be harnessed such that it can bring our rewards to us. And so what is reward? We say reward is something that is desirable, given in return for what somebody has done. That is what? Reward. Reward is what? Something desirable, given in return for what somebody has done. Something that is given in return for what somebody has done. Or you can define it as a benefit that is obtained as a result of an action that is taken or a job that is done. A benefit that is what? That is obtained as a result of an action that is taken or as a job that is done. Praise the Lord. So we are looking at the technology of reward. Jeremiah chapter 31 verse 16. Jeremiah 31 verse 16. It says, "Thus says the Lord, refrain thy voice from weeping and thy eyes from tears, for thy work shall be rewarded, saith the Lord, and they shall come again from the land of the enemy." Hallelujah. He said, "Wipe away tears from your eyes." Because, why? He said, "For all the work that you have done shall be rewarded." Hallelujah. So we said we are looking at the technology that gives reward. So what exactly are we talking about this morning? I have come to discover that in many churches, in most churches, and in most settings, there is something we know, and we know it so well. And what is that? When we talk about money, when we talk about reward, we talk about money. And when we look at money in that direction, very easy. The main thing we look about in churches, in places where we go to, is what? Give, and it shall be given unto you. Isn't it? That's about what an average Christian, as not even an average Christian, statistics says close to 80% to 85% of Christians, the only thing they know about money is what? Give. Hallelujah. And I'm sure this morning, what many people really, really know here about money is what? Give. And that's why we take our time to explain how you don't just necessarily give, but how can it come to you? That's the technology. You need a wisdom. You need an organized knowledge that can help to transfer knowledge or transfer resources or finances from one place to your life, to your pockets. Hallelujah. That is what we're going to be looking at. So there are many ways by which rewards can come to us. And by the grace of God, maybe over the next today and next week, preferably, we'll see how far we can go. Because we are going to be considering just a particular technology. And that technology is the most complicated technology on earth. Hallelujah. Even God that created that technology himself is always excited about that particular technology. And what is that technology? Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 4. I'll read verse 7 and 8. Then I'll read it in the King James and in the Message. Ephesians chapter 4. Verse 7 and 8. It says, but unto every man, or unto every one of us, is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Verse 8. He said, wherefore he said, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now listen carefully to that in the Message. It says, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't all look and speak and act the same. He said, out of the generosity of Christ, each of us is given his own gift. Each of us is given his own gift. That's verse 7. Verse 8, he says, the text for this is, he climbed the high mountain, he captured the enemy, and seized the booty. He said, he handed it out in gifts to the people. Now, the first technology of reward that we are going to be considering is what? Is man. Is what? Is man. You know, many of us run after rewards. But the problem is, most of the time, as we are pursuing and running after rewards, we neglect men. We neglect the people that can get the reward across to us. The Bible says, when Christ was living, every gift he has, he didn't bury it in the ground. He gave it to men. Hallelujah. Come to think of it. You need money, right? How many people need money? Now, the question you ask yourself this morning is this. Where is that money? Have you ever wondered? Where is the money that I need? Where is it? Do you know where the money is? The money is in somebody's account. The money is in somebody's bank account. All the money you need is where? Is where? It's in somebody's account. As a matter of fact, bank is filled with human beings. Every money in the account of somebody is what? Is the money that you need. The money is somewhere. It's not in heaven. I told you before, they don't spend cash in heaven. The cash is on earth. And that is what you need. The resources you need is not in any other place. It is hidden in a man. But the problem is this. Because you don't know, you neglect men and you run after things. The technology of man is very, very sophisticated and complicated. And I'll be showing you what are the gifts that are kept in man. When you understand the gifts that are kept in man. So I'll be discussing this topic under two major subheadings. Number one, what are the gifts that are kept in man? Then how can I get it? That's all. Those are the two things I want to talk about. What are the things that are kept in man? And then how can I get my own? That's all. Once you understand this technology, anywhere you get to, no matter what you need, you can always have access to it. When he was living, he gave gifts. He kept them inside men. He gave men to men. Do we understand that technology now? He did what? He gave men to men. He kept everything that a man needs inside another man. Hallelujah. So many a times you are busy running after things, chasing things up and down, and you have neglected men. But there are things that God has kept inside man. Everything you need is inside a man, hiding somewhere. But until you have the ability to locate that man, you may never be able to lay hands on what you want. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Everything on earth is all about what? About man. If man or men leave this planet now, what do you think will happen? What do you think will happen? If man leaves this planet, there is nobody on this earth again. You know, I was telling them jokingly yesterday, I said, if you just wake up one day and you discover that you are the only man that is left on this planet, hallelujah, and then something will happen, what will happen? You will no longer be afraid because demons will leave. Because spirits cannot operate without man.
Even God will not operate without man. If God just show up and said, I am God, you can do like Jacob. You uncuff him and say, you are not going. Because you have crossed your boundary. Hallelujah. Acts he has given to man. Acts he has given to man. Now if you check all through history, God has replaced certain things with certain things. But one entity that has been from the beginning to date is man. So many animals have gone on extinction. We don't see dragons again. Abi, we don't see dinosaurs again. But man is still here. Why? Because man is the most important entity that God created and handed the dominion of the earth to. So that simply means the land that you want to buy, you know, can you just go somewhere and I say I need a land and then just step on that land and start using the land? Is it possible? Is that the way it's done? Why? Because that land belongs to what? A man. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The mountain where we used to pray. One day we went to that mountain early in the morning. I went there to pray. And I met one other pastor there and he was also praying and all that, you know. And then as we were praying, somebody just came. Mountain, he just came. He said, who are you people? I said, I'm a pastor. He said, okay, which church do you pastor? I told him. He said, this mountain is my mountain. I said, this mountain is your mountain. He said, yes, I pay for it. Yeah. So, you know, you can't just show up anywhere and think, okay, this place is a virgin land. Go and try it. Even inside the forest, even in Sahara Desert, you just go there and start building. Somebody will just show up. I said, this place is my own. So it simply means even the land is in the hand of a man. Everything you need is where? Is in the hand of a man. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So what are the gifts that God kept inside men? If you read the whole of Ephesians chapter 4, it's not talking about spiritual gifts. It's talking about abilities, graces that he has kept inside men. So what are the gifts that he has kept inside men? We're going to be looking at a couple of them today. So when you understand what is inside man, you will discover that one of the things that you are looking for is somewhere. It's inside a man. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So what are the things that God kept inside man? Number one, God kept wisdom and possibilities inside men. God kept wisdom and possibilities inside men. Perhaps the reward you are looking for is just what? Is a possibility. Perhaps the reward you are looking for is what? Is wisdom. You know, many problems in life are simply wisdom related problems. So when you have enough wisdom, sufficient wisdom, you'll be able to tackle that problem. Hallelujah. So the wisdom you are looking for is where? Is in a man. Now let me show you Exodus chapter 36. I'll read verse 1 and 2. He says, then wrought Bezalel and Aholi and every wise hearted man in whom the Lord put wisdom and understanding to know how to work all manner of work for the service of the sanctuary. Verse 2, he said, and Moses called Bezalel and Aholi and every wise hearted man in whose heart the Lord had kept wisdom. Can you imagine? All the wisdom, all the intelligence, all the strategies you are looking for is where? Is hidden inside a man. How many people have dogs? You have dog. Where is Damilari and dog? How many people have dog? So you don't have dog? Eh? Praise the Lord. You have dog at home. Okay, when you just get home, can you just say, I need, tomorrow I don't know how to make my journey. I just invite, bingo, let's chat. Do you do that? You just decide to ask for advice from your dog. Why? Because the only licensed entity on earth that carries wisdom and intelligence is what? It's man. That's man. You can't find it in any other place. God said he has kept wisdom in the heart of men. He has kept wisdom in the heart of men for you and for me. So the wisdom you are looking for, the intelligence and the strategies you are looking for, is not any other place. If you need wisdom as a reward, where is it? It is hidden inside a man. That's one of the greatest gifts that God packaged and kept inside what? Inside a man. The wisdom you are looking for is not in trees. It's not in animal. It is inside
a man. That's a gift that God kept inside man. Hallelujah. So I said wisdom, and also of course strategies that you need. Number two is what I call authority. God kept authority inside man. The authority that you need. You want to break into a territory, you need the authority of a man. There is a governor. Hallelujah. Over every territory, there is a spiritual custodian. Over every area you want to step into. Hallelujah. If there are, sometimes the Bible refers to them as potters. For example, in the book of John, chapter 10, from verse 1 and 2, he talked about the potter. He said, unto him shall the potter open. And then if you look at the book of Luke, chapter 10, verse 19, he said, I have given you what? Authority to trample over. God kept the authority to govern the spheres of influence of men. Where? Inside another man. So you need authority as a reward. It is kept and hidden inside a man. There are territorial governors, human beings that control zones. Hallelujah. I was listening to this man, Mike Murdoch, and he was sharing something about Benny Hinn. And you know what he was sharing about Benny Hinn? Benny Hinn went somewhere to preach. When Benny Hinn got to the place where he was to preach, he said he preached and he gathered a crowd of 5,000 men. He said by the time he finished ministration, he knew something was wrong. Hallelujah. And you know what? He said, this is not my crowd. He said, how can 5,000 people show up? My brother said, he looked at himself. He said, if 5,000 people show up in his own meeting, I will be dancing and he will start worshiping God for the rest. You understand? Can you imagine? 5,000 men showed up for his meeting. And he said, no, that's not my crowd. Something is wrong. Hallelujah. So he asked questions. He said, why didn't people show up? Then I said, there is a man that is a bishop in this territory. He's a Catholic bishop. He said, if you speak to him, if that man spoke well of you, people will come. He said, So he went and met the Catholic man. And in fact, the Catholic bishop didn't want to talk to him. But finally, the man listened to him. He said, what do you have to say? And you know, the Catholic man said, you know what? He said, the last Pentecostal pastor that came to this region said, Catholics are idol worshippers. He said, so, no problem. That since that day, he was angry and doesn't like anything Pentecostal. And Benny said, well, he is not against Catholic. He has come to represent Christ. And they began to speak. And they became friends. And the man said, okay, don't worry. The man said, tomorrow, go and hold your meeting. And he went the following day truly to hold his meeting. How many people showed up? 500,000. Why? The voice of a man. The authority you need in a particular place is where? Is hidden in a man. Hallelujah. One of my friends is a sales rep. And he has been trying to market his products. And he went to Ibadan to sell a particular product. So when he got there to sell the particular product, he has been trying to penetrate the market. It has been difficult for him. He would travel all the way from Mina. He said sometimes he sells in cartons. He said sometimes he makes sales of about 1,000 cartons, sometimes 500 cartons, you know, and like that. He said it is good sales. He said one day, he was just talking to a particular guy, and he told the guy, he said, is there nobody in this market that can buy these things in bulk and sell for me in bulk? And the man said, okay, well, let me take you to a particular woman. That is, he's a distributor in this zone. And he said, okay. And he took him to that woman. And they discussed. And the woman said, this is your product. It looks very good. And he said, it's very beautiful. It will do this, it will do that, it will do this, it will do that. And the woman said, okay, no problem. How many cartons do you have? I said, actually, he traveled with 1,000 cartons. I know, he traveled with 2,000 cartons. And the man, because he was going to other places. And the woman said, that's too small now. That's me, I had met you. Said, okay, don't worry. Can you get me 25,000 cartons? Huh? And he said, I can get it. The woman said, how long will it take? He said, 3 days. The woman said, okay, send me the account of your company. And he sent the account of the company. And the woman paid in advance. Do you understand? The value of 25,000 cartons. The woman just saw 2,000. Hallelujah. The authority you need to break into territories. You know, all you need to address, to announce a particular reward is just an authority. A voice that will speak for you. I'm going to show you something else. Hallelujah. And you know what? That was how that market opened up to him. Hallelujah. And under a year, he himself became a multimillionaire. Why? A man. The authority that was kept in a man. Number three. Human beings are conveyors of blessings. Human beings are what? Conveyors. Another gift that God kept inside men are what? Blessings. Are what? Blessings.
If you don't know this, you will be in trouble. You might see a man that looks like a pauper, that looks as if he doesn't have anything. All he might need to do is just to open his mouth and you'll be shocked. You'll be shocked at what he can do for you, at the way he can transform your life. Now let me show you this scripture. Genesis chapter 30, verse 27. Learn this scripture, never forget it. Genesis chapter 30, verse 27. You need to identify certain things in your life. This is very, very critical. Now let me read that scripture to you. Genesis 30, 27. He said, and Laban said unto him, unto who now? Unto Jacob. Said, and Laban said unto him, I pray thee, if I have found favor in thy eyes, tarry, that is, wait, for I have learned by experience that the Lord has blessed me for thy sake. Hey. A servant entered into his house and everything in his house changed overnight. The man said, look, and so one day Jacob said, I'm leaving. He said, you cannot leave. Jacob said, why? He said, because I have learned by experience that the Lord has blessed me because of you. Men carry blessings. They might look like paupers. They might look as if they are non-entity. That is why you don't relegate anybody to the background. It is not just about them. It's not about their physical state. It's about what they carry on their inside. God kept blessings of nations and generations inside men. There are men, all they need to do is just to step into your life and everything begins to arrange. Everything that is scattered just begins to fall in place. You are just wondering that I wish I had met this person 10 years ago. I wish I had met this person 20 years ago. That is the anointing that you carry. It's a special unction. It's a special anointing. It is the anointing for blessing. You know, the problem with many people is that they don't take note of significant events in their lives. They don't. Hallelujah. Daddy Ariogu said, one day, in his office, they just came to him and reported to him. They said, one of the vehicles that they are using broke down. They repaired it. They came back again. Another vehicle broke down. What is happening? Then so many equipment started getting damaged like that consistently over 1 month. I said he became worried that we are losing money. Why are we losing this money? He said he began to pray. He began to pray. And the Holy Spirit said, somebody has entered your midst, the workforce, that is wrong. He said, what? And then he began to pray. And then he called the leaders of the workforce and told them, he said, did we employ anybody newly over the last 3 months? And he said, yes. And he said, give me the roster. And he gave him the roster, and he looked at the names of the people that they employed over the past 3 months. And he looked at it, and there was a particular name that just stood out. He said, who is this person? I said, we just employed him. And he said, they call him. And they called the guy, and the guy came. And they began to interview the guy. And they discovered that they pursued the guy where he was working before. Why did they pursue him? Where he was working before, he said he doesn't understand. Anywhere he steps into, things used to get spoiled. Do you understand? He said, things just get damaged. Do you know people like that? Things just get damaged in their hands. He said, that's why they pursue him. So he felt, well, the best thing for him to do is to go and look for work in a church. And he carried the same anointing of destruction and anointing of curses into church. And he said, but you didn't tell us this. He said, from today, we'll place you on half salary and we'll place you on 3 months prayer and fasting. And you'll be reporting to church every day. And eventually, they prayed, they did, conducted deliverance for him, and everything returned to normal. You know, the same way, that's where I'm going now. The same way, men are conveyors of blessings. Men are conveyors of curses. The same way, watch the people that step into your life. When somebody steps into your life and sees things start nosediving, he's carrying the negative anointing of Jacob. But when somebody enters and things began to arrange, every advice he gives to you works. Every prayer he prays for you is answered. You should know that that kind of a person carries the anointing of Jacob for you. So God has kept blessings in such a person. You don't sack them. You partner with them. There's one of my daughters. She had a problem where she was working. She wanted to start and all that. And she had an issue with her boss. And then they began to drag it. And I said, if I were your boss, you understand, the business of the man has evil, he has serious issues with his health. High BP and all that. He couldn't run the business. But this lady just stepped in. And immediately she stepped in. Everything was just arranged. Everything was just in place. Hallelujah. She took over and everything began to work. The man doesn't even show up in the business again. Hallelujah. He doesn't show up in the business. The man doesn't show up in the place again. So the lady runs the place. She resumes 7 a.m. and she closes around 5 every day. And she has been doing it for close to 4 years. And she now told the man one day, she said, Kai, that she's thinking of setting up her own business. And the man said, no, you cannot go, and all that. And the man said, no, you can't go. Now how can you leave this place? You understand? And I now called it, and she came to me. She's not a member of this church, to ask for advice. And we began to talk. And I told her, what exactly do you want? He said, she has these dreams, but those dreams are not getting fulfilled. I said, if this man partner with you in this company, will you leave? She said, no. I said, the man is not wise. The man said, God is blessing me because of you. Can you imagine? And yet, the man said, he's paying her peanuts. Can you imagine? He said, all this man needed to do, because sometimes the man might not show up in the business for a month. And everything is running, money is hitting the account. And yet, she's giving her peanuts. Rather than just partner, let's work on profit sharing basis. I said, your boss is not wise. This man was smart. He knew that when immediately Jacob stepped into his boat, things changed. Men are conveyors of what? Blessings. Hallelujah. Number four. God kept the fulfillment of destiny inside another man. God kept what? The fulfillment of destiny inside another man. You know, I've met people that are very, very, very proud before. I've worked with a couple of them. And I've seen them tell men to their faces, to tell them that, look, if you want to get out. Hallelujah. He said, get out. Praise the Lord. He said, go away. Get out. But do you know what? When Jesus Christ came, he couldn't fulfill his divine assignment until he partnered with men. Jesus was who when he was here? God. He could have come and started to command things and things begin to work for him. But that was what he did inside Adam in the garden. And Adam failed. So God knew that, look, if I will operate successfully on earth and fulfill divine mandate, I need to partner with men. You understand? So when the second Adam was coming, the second Adam was smarter and wiser. When he came, he chose 12 men to partner with so that he can fulfill destiny. There is no destiny fulfillment alone. Any destiny you want to fulfill all alone will crash. You want to fulfill destiny? Look for the relevant men to partner with. The reason why many destinies are grounded is because you are not partnering with the relevant authorities, with the relevant anointings, with the relevant human beings. Now let me show you a scripture. 1 Samuel chapter 22. I will read verse 1 and 2. 1 Samuel chapter 22, verse 1 and 2. That's David now. Let me read. He said, David therefore departed thence and escaped to the cave Adullam. And when his brethren and all his father's house heard it, they went down thither to him. David was being pursued. He was a broke man. So he ran away and hid inside a cave. Then the Bible says all his father's house went and met him. Now look at the people that followed them. Verse 2. He said, and everyone that was in distress, everyone that was in debt, everyone that was discontented, gathered themselves unto him, and he became a captain over them. And there were with him about 400 men. Look at the people that went to meet David. The people that were in debt. The people that were broke. The people that were hungry. David himself was the lord of hunger, because he himself was broke. He ran away because the king wanted to kill him. And they went and gathered inside the cave, Adullam, 400 of them. And in a span of about 30 years, look at what happened. 2 Samuel chapter 23 verse 8. The Bible says, 2 Samuel 23:8, it says, these be the names of the mighty men whom David had. The same men that were discontented, the same men that were broke, under that short span, the Bible called them what? Mighty men. Read the whole of 2 Samuel chapter 23 when you get home. You will see the exploits of those men. Those men, they were broke. They were discontented. They were afraid. They ran away. They were hiding inside a cave. But you know what? They became mighty men. Their destinies emerged. Why? Because the fulfillment of their destiny has been kept inside another man. They located the man. Even though the man was inside a cave, in no time, their destiny began to speak. The fulfillment of destiny is hidden inside another man. Hallelujah. Number next, the advancement of the kingdom of God on earth is dependent on man. Every project, you know, look, God will not send angels to earth to come and set up a church. If you see the church of angels, run away. Do you understand? Do you hear me? If you see a church that is his angels that set it up, and they are singing, run away. You know why? Because there is nothing you will do there that will be perfect. Nothing that you will do there. Because they are perfect. And the mandate of the kingdom of heaven is not made for them, because they are spirits. It is made for us that are human. So what are you going to do there? That's why God will not send an angel to earth to come and set up a church. No. He will send man to man. Because like begets like. Like give birth to like. It is sheep that will give birth to another sheep. If you see a lion that is giving birth to another sheep, run away. So angels will not come to set up a church. It is human being. To fulfill divine mandate and the agenda of God on earth, the only way God can do it is by using what? Men. Hallelujah. So the ability, the graces, the unctions, and the anointings to fulfill divine mandate on earth is kept inside another man. Are you following me now? Those are gifts that are kept and packaged inside men. Hallelujah. Number next, the fulfillment of prophecies on earth are kept inside men. The fulfillment of prophecies on earth are kept inside men. Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. It says, therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and call his name Emmanuel. Matthew chapter 1, verse 23. Behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. God wanted to fulfill prophecies on earth. Hallelujah. He didn't send a virgin angel. Hallelujah. Angels don't have sex. There are no female angels. There are no what? There are no female angels. There are no male angels. There are no children angels. Forget about all those cartoons you see in cartoon. There are no, what do we call them now? Baby angels. You see all those cartoons with baby angels. With, there is something like that. Angel is angel. They are spirits. They don't have sex. They are spirits. So they just come, they operate. So God couldn't have sent an angel to come and get pregnant and give birth. He wants to fulfill prophecy. Hallelujah. He sent men. Mary just positioned herself. She finds herself in alignment with divine agenda. And she became pregnant with the Christ himself. Hallelujah. So if prophecies are to be fulfilled, it will take a man. Those are the gifts that God has kept with men. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Number next. Men are conveyors of miracles and solutions. Men are what? Conveyors of miracles and solutions. Men are conveyors of miracles and solutions. He kept miracles and solutions inside men. 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 1. 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 1. He said, now Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master and honorable, because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man in valor, but he was a leper. Verse 2. And the Syrians had gone out by companies and had brought away captive out of the land of Israel a little maid, and she waited on Naaman's wife. Verse 3. And she said unto her mistress, would God, my Lord, were with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he would recover him of his leprosy. Verse 4. And one went in and told his Lord, saying, thus and thus saith the maid that is of the land of Israel. Verse 14. 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 14. Then went he down and dipped himself 7 times in Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God, and his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. Almighty Naaman, very powerful Naaman, the greatest warrior of his days, conquering nations, conquering kingdom. Everybody, when you mention the name of Naaman, they are afraid. But do you know what? The Bible says, despite all his fame, all his achievements, the Bible says he was a leper. And where was the solution? The solution was not kept inside Elijah, you remember? Inside Elisha. His solution was kept inside a little girl. Because it was that little girl that eventually linked him up with the prophet. The little girl just told, he didn't even tell him. She didn't talk to him. She just talked to the wife. He says, sir, madam, this man, your husband, that is having leprosy, you know, the man is always wearing gloves. So one day he removed gloves, and the little girl wanted to serve him food. And she quickly ran to the madam. He said, so the reason why our guy has been wearing gloves is because of leprosy. The woman said, yes, you saw him. He said, yes. He said, and it's a simple thing, you know, there is a prophet in Samaria. If he can just go there, he will receive his healing. He said, that's all. He will be healed. And the woman said, and you remember the story. And they spoke to Naaman. And you know what? Verse 14 told us. And he became clean. Why? Because the solutions to problems on earth are kept inside another man. Man are gifts. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And let me just mention one more. And I will stop there today. Men. Inside man is what I call endorsement. Men are validators. They endorse another man. Perhaps all you need on earth is just for another man to just say something good about you to another. And as he begins to say something nice about you to another, you step into a dimension of glory that you have never experienced and encountered before. These are dimensions that I have enjoyed. There are places where I have entered, not because of anything, but I entered there because another man spoke well of me. Hallelujah. I normally tell you jokingly about this meeting I went for in Abuja about mentors. In Abuja that I went for is a very wonderful place. And I told you that I was the youngest person there, and it was a buffet. Praise the Lord. How did I get there? Somebody just said, invite this man. This guy can do this thing very well for you. And I got there and I discovered I was the youngest. Most of the people that were there, retired director general, retired director of a bank, retired MD of this bank, retired MD of that organization, retired national PAMSEC, everybody that was there. And they were looking at me with amazement. I was also looking at myself. How did I get here? A man recommended me. That's endorsement. Jesus Christ didn't start ministry until somebody, one man, spoke about him. Let me show you as we begin to round up this morning. John chapter 1,
I'll read verse 15 and then I'll jump. John chapter 1, verse 15. He said, John bear witness of him. What is the meaning? John endorsed him. John said, you know, in Israel, they have been listening to John. John used to set up his church. The church of John was inside the wilderness. That's where he holds his church. So every time, once he begins service, every church in town closes. And everybody goes to attend the church of John. Are you following me? Where? Inside the desert. And inside that desert, you remember, he eats only locusts and wild honey. And he wears monkey jackets. Donkey jackets. Alone. Inside wilderness. And that's where he will baptize people, do everything that he wanted to do. Inside wilderness. But the whole town, they love him. And the whole town respected him. He was a voice that the people respect. Now Jesus Christ is coming. Nobody knew him. With all his anointing, with all his authority, with everything about heaven that he brought to heart, nobody knew him. Now look at what happened. Bible says, and John bear witness of him. John endorsed him, crying and saying, this was he of whom I speak. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. Verse 29. The next day, John seeth Jesus coming unto him and said, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Verse 30. He said, this is he whom I said, after me cometh a man, which is preferred before me, for he was before me. Verse 31. He said, and I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore am I come, baptizing with water. Verse 32. And John bear record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him. Verse 33. And I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptized with the Holy Ghost. Verse 34. And I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God. I saw and I bear record that this man that you are seeing is the Son of God. Hallelujah. You know, there are some places that you want to enter into, and you can't just, there is no access for you until somebody just spoke well about you. That's a reward. You just step into a zone of harvest. Somebody called me that he needed somebody, probably a student of FCT, that's not too busy to do certain things for him. And he spoke to me and all that. And I said, okay, no problem. Let me see somebody that is not too occupied that can handle that. And I recommended my Caleb to go and attend to him. And you know, the man met me on Thursday. And he said, that boy that you sent to me is just awesome. He said, he's God sent. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And he said, I have plans for him. And I said, wow. Can you imagine? I just spoke to him. That's a dimension that he just got into because of endorsement. It is what I have enjoyed in life myself. There are places where I have preached. There are altars where I have stayed. Not because they know me, but they invited me because somebody said, don't worry, call him. He can do the job. That's a reward. There are many places where you will get to in life that your personal recognition alone is not enough. Somebody to speak about you. If somebody needs to endorse Jesus, how much more you? As I round up this morning, there was a story I had from Apostle Joshua Selman. I was saying something and I began to laugh because it has happened to me severally. And what did he say? He said, in Zaria, you know NDA? How many people know NDA? Nigerian Defense Academy. You know, they said it's easier to enter heaven. I don't know how sweet that is. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, it's very difficult to enter NDA. Even though you write jump and you have 400 over 400, it's not a guarantee that they will take you in NDA. You still need to know people. You still need to have certain qualifications. There is height requirements, weight requirements, body structure requirement. If you have bow leg, forget it. You can't enter NDA. Hallelujah. They said you have bow leg. There is no way they won't take you there. If your navel is big, they won't take you in SGA. So many things. They have so many parameters. And then this young man went there. He wanted to enroll in NTA. And when he got there, they looked at the height and they said he's too short. You know, they already have the marker on the wall. So once you just get there, I just stand by the marker. Once you just see your height, once your height is by that line, they ask you to go in. Once you are shorter, they ask you to go back. It's either you are that same line or you are taller than it. And this guy was shorter. So this guy went to Zaria. When he got to Zaria, he went to meet, somebody took him to the emir of Zaria. And when he got to the emir of Zaria, he told the emir of Zaria that this is the problem I have. The emir of Zaria said, okay, no problem. The emir of Zaria called his secretary and he wrote a note on his letterhead. You know what he wrote on the note? He said, whatever the height deficiency, I have added it. Do you understand? He said, whatever be the shortage, me, I have added it. And he gave the guy the note. And the guy got there. And they said, you are now taller. He said, okay, you can go in now. You are tall. You are okay. Do you understand? Why? Somebody spoke about him. Somebody endorsed him. There are rewards. That reward is kept inside a man. There is a man that can have height for you. May you meet him this week. Why not rise up on your feet as you begin to pray? The Father, in the name of Jesus, everybody.